Indigenous leaders and unions have united to call for better rights for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander workers. It coincides with the 60th anniversary of the Palm Island strike, when seven men on the North Queensland island protested against their poor conditions and wages. The ACTU says while conditions have significantly improved since then, it still wants major reform to the federal government's Work for the Dole scheme, as Catherine Gregory reports.
Jenny Pryor's grandfather, Eric Limburner, was one of seven men who led a strike action while working as a labourer on North Queensland's Palm Island in June 1957. She believes commemorating the 60th anniversary of an historic industrial action is central to the future of Indigenous workers' rights.
Today, the right story's got to be told so that people can understand that these men weren't troublemakers. They were heroes in the sense that they fought for the rights of our people to make sure that we can be paid.
The Palm Islanders were striking against the discriminatory treatment of Indigenous workers on the island after their demands for improved wages, health, housing and working conditions were ignored.
They weren't treated as citizens. They still had the government, through the superintendent of the day on Palm Island, taking their monies, feeding them rations, telling them what to do, imprisoning them on the island if they spoke their language, or even if they went after 6 o'clock to visit family, they'd also get locked up. So they had enough, and that's why our seven strikers always talk about go for broke, because go for broke means they knew they were going to get into serious trouble, but they were prepared to fight for the social justice and the equal rights of our people on Palm Island.
Several days after the strike, the homes of the seven men who went on strike were raided and they were banished from the island.
Took them in handcuffs, put them on the police boat, and it was a rough night that night, and they chained them on the boat, on the deck of the boat. They were all terrified for their life.
Today, Jenny Pryor is attending an Indigenous Workers Conference in Townsville, which is one of the first in a series of events commemorating the 60th anniversary of the industrial action. Sally McManus, the Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, is also there. She says the anniversary has to be remembered because while conditions for Indigenous workers have improved, there is still discrimination.
We do have programs that operate, like the Community Development Program, where Indigenous people in regional and remote communities have to work, are forced to work 25 hours a week just to get Social Security. And that doesn't happen for any other people in Australia, for any other unemployed people or any other workers. So the trade union movement thinks that it's wrong that any worker should work for free and not be covered by the basic conditions everyone else gets.
Sally McManus is referring to a federal government scheme which focuses on remote unemployed people, predominantly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The ABC reported last month that only a small proportion of the Indigenous workers under this scheme move into full-time paid work. Labor and the Greens also launched a Senate inquiry into the program earlier this year. But a spokesperson for the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, says the ACTU is continuing its hypocritical and political campaign against the program. The spokesperson also says the program is not discriminatory, and the minister will soon undertake a consultation process on a new employment and participation model for remote Australia. The ACTU's Sally McManus says Indigenous workers under the program will now be supported by the union movement.
I've just launched the First Nations Workers Alliance, which is a union for CDP workers. It's there for them to be part of, to be their collective voice.
ACTU Secretary Sally McManus ending Catherine Gregory's report.